If you're looking for live local music from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you came to the right place. Welcome to Hugh Show's Live at Just Records podcast.
We're all at the Hugh Show. It's a lot of fun. He's got all the answers. Yeah, he's got them written down. So let's all watch a Hugh Show.
Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Hugh Twyman, and I have been writing a music and photography blog in Pittsburgh called Hugh Shows since 2004. Check me out at hughshows.com and follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. My partner is Dan Yost, sound engineer at Just Records in Dormont, PA. You can check out Dan at justrecords.com or follow him on Instagram at justrecordspgh.
If you like what you're hearing and want to help us continue to bring the best in indie music from Southwest Pennsylvania, or if you've been a fan of what we do over the years, please consider becoming a Patreon donor with some unique rewards at patreon.com/justhughshows.
Would you please join us in welcoming Gadge?
And that was Candy Colored, live from Just Records here in Dormont, PA. And I am joined by Mitch, Nick, Ethan, and Andy, collectively known as Gadge. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. So first off, Gadge.
Yeah.
Meaning? Let's go.
My mom just asked me this last night.
It's a tune in. I woke up.
Oh.
It could be, though. Yeah,
it could be.
We've actually had people tell us that they've tried tuning their guitars in Gadge. And they're like, oh, it works. I'm like, oh, we should try it.
It sounds like shit.
No, they all,
you guys.
They all said it was bad.
Yeah. I think it was like some random thing I heard in a movie one time, and I can't remember what movie it was. This was years ago.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, oh, the Gadge, I like the sound of that. Like, it doesn't really have a meaning. And when you Google it, it's like the first thing that pops up. So I thought, that's a good band name.
Yeah. What pops up? The movie reference?
Us. No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I did the same thing with Hugh Shows.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to do like Pittsburgh Music Blog or something like that. So Hugh Shows, like I Googled it. Nobody else had it.
Yeah.
So it was perfect.
Yeah.
But then my daughter wanted to do a blog, music blog.
Mm-hmm.
And so her name is May. So I said, do May Shows.
Yeah.
And I did it before Googling, and so it's the first Google that comes up is May Shows or Boobs. Like, oh, you're not blogging anymore. So how long have you been together as a band?
We've been doing this with the lineup now for...
I guess I joined in 2018,
I think.
End of 2018.
Yeah. So 3-4 years? Yeah. 4 years, yeah. Mm. And that's really... I've been writing stuff, you know, for quite a few years. Like, I started writing a few songs here and there in 2014, and finally got it going when we all moved to Pittsburgh. And yeah, we've just kind of been doing that since, and the lineup works. And
so are some of you not from Pittsburgh?
I guess everyone's from Erie, but I'm from New Jersey originally. Yeah, okay, so yeah. These guys all knew each other. So I'm Nick, by the way.
Okay.
These guys have been friends for like, you guys have been friends for like 10 years now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, about 11 about. Years.
Yeah. And so yeah. Does all
too long.
Us and like the other 10 bands for all from Erie still yeah, doing yeah, the same yeah. shit here in Pittsburgh.
So you were playing in Erie?
Yeah, yeah. All of our friends. Yeah. Well, we played
very rarely because it would be like a hodgepodge. Like, who wants to be in Garage for the show next week?
Yeah, it was mostly shows in our friend Devin's basement.
Those were the only shows.
Those
were
the only
Erie.
Shows. Yeah, really. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And yeah.
And so you moved to Pittsburgh for what, work or?
I just, you know, Erie sucks. Yeah. I tried living.
I'm from Pittsburgh originally, but I ended up moving back. I moved to Erie with my mom when she got remarried, and like, pretty much as soon as we moved there, I was like, yeah, I'm definitely going back to Pittsburgh as soon as I can.
Yeah.
So that's yeah. I'm kind of piggybacking on what Mitch said.
Okay.
I kind of had no interest in staying around 6 months of winter.
Okay, and were you in bands before in New Jersey?
Not really. Gadge is really the first like official band I've been in, and yeah. So, I think you asked me to join at Spirit Hall.
Yeah,
like, yeah, four yeah. years ago.
And I was like, oh, this guy has good music taste. He knows what he's talking about.
So, being from Erie, do you know Plato's Cave?
Plato's Closet.
Plato's Closet.
Yeah, it's a thrift store. Yeah.
And so
yeah.
they were also this a band.
Right? Oh, really? I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there's a band yeah. called Plato's yeah. Cave, but they were also called Blind Dog.
Oh, okay. Not familiar with either, really.
Yeah, I've
okay.
never yeah. heard of that. Yeah.
I mean, this is old school.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
This
yeah.
is like 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah. yeah.
So,
Cool
so,
name.
Yeah, yeah. Blind Dog, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that name. So, you have one release. The song we just heard is going to be on your LP2, Yet Untitled.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
The first release is Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
With a question mark, and that's intent... Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You like yeah, you like what you hear?
Yeah.
Like what you
yeah,
see?
Yeah. yeah. Okay. So and that was through was that through Crafted Sounds?
Yeah, that was. I be you know, kind of pieced it together and recorded it, you know, over quarantine, that whole, you know, bit. But
I can't believe it was that long ago.
Yeah. And then we had it done and we hit up, you know, Nick was really good friends with Connor, and he was like, hey, do you want to put this out? And Connor's like, let me, you know, see. And he's like, all right, yeah, I'll put it out. We'll squeeze it in here. And we, like, rush it out in January, and yeah.
So when you said you piece it together, did you mainly work on it? Is it all you, like, one-man band with a tambourine between the legs?
Yeah, well, it was like, we recorded all the drums over at Ethan's house, and in his, like, little basement, he had, you know, a drum setup, and we did all the drums there. And then a lot of the recording was either just in my living room at my house or our practice space over at ABC. And, yeah, we just kind of recorded it. And our friends, Ryan Heiser from Good Sport, he mixed it. And then Trey Curtis mastered it. And we were like, oh, this is the first time we've ever had anything done like that before. And, like, it sounds great. Cool.
They worked wonders on it, especially given we recorded it in Audacity.
Yeah.
So yeah.
yeah.
Not looking back to that.
but isn't it amazing what you could do now?
Yeah.
Definitely.
You yeah. know, with the internet and transfer of files, and you know, you could work with somebody across the country and mm-hmm. create.
It's
music.
Overwhelming, really.
Yeah, yeah. It can yeah. be. Yeah. yeah.
All but, of that was done, I think, just through emails.
Wow. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So what would you do? Email WAV files?
Yeah, just mm-hmm. email WAV. Like, yeah, I think I saw Heiser, like, a few months after the whole thing had been put out and was like, hey, what's up, dude? Thanks for, you know, doing all that.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Good Sport.
Good Sport rules.
Yeah. So we are going to listen to two more songs. The next song is another one from the upcoming second LP, Oh Wonder, but you were just saying that you have the LP in the can ready to be mixed and mastered,
yep.
but
yes,
then
sir.
You're going to write an EP
yep.
and release that first.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. why?
Well, we want to take our time putting this album out. I'm like, we're really happy with a lot of the stuff. It sounds great. You know, we want to, it's going to be hopefully mastered or mixed fully next month in July.
Okay. Which this might be airing in July.
So in July 2022.
Then we have a few people that we want to hit up about mastering it. So while we're doing that, we've kind of have like some stuff that we didn't put on the album. There's some older songs that we just kind of want to put out and record real quick, you know, not really have a big release for. I think we just get itchy.
I want to
keep putting stuff out.
Like, save it for the 20th anniversary deluxe box set. There's so much stuff out there of, like, people re-release, you know. But no, so you're going to just do a low-key EP release.
Yeah, cool.
So, but this song will be on the untitled LP, and it's called Oh Wonder.
I saw you sticking out, kicking up from the ground. You launched yourself around. So glad you came about. That shit got pretty loud. Pulled me into it all. You loud your jokes around, and nothing brought you down.
Like what you're hearing and want to help us continue to bring the best in indie music from Southwest Pennsylvania, or if you've been a fan of what we do over the years, please consider becoming a Patreon donor with some unique rewards at patreon.com/justhughshows.
And that was Oh Wonder from Gadge. Sounds great, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
I love it.
Thank you very much.
I love it. So tell me about your experiences within the Pittsburgh music community. Are you digging it?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think we all collectively love it here.
A lot of nice people. A lot of great venues.
Also
enough variety to be like, if you play at one venue, you can continue to play shows for the year and then not repeat the venue for quite some time.
Yeah, and I feel like really in the past like 2 years, it seems like a lot of Pittsburgh bands are starting to get some more like national attention too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like String Machine and
Feeble Little Horse. My personal favorite.
Short fictions, just like
a lot of different bands. They tour relentlessly. And they're able to tour, and I think, you know, that's what you need to do to be able to, like, so does String Machine.
Yeah.
You know, they tour too, and it's like Buffalo Rose mm-hmm. tour. Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it. And not to say that, you know, being a big fish in a little bubble in Pittsburgh is bad, but if you're going to do something, you got to tour.
Yeah, we've been talking about this lately, especially with the new album. Like, you know, we're really happy with, we're happy with the shows we played in Pittsburgh after a year, and like how well it did on, you know, like I feel like it did pretty well on Bandcamp and locally in Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
but we just didn't play shows outside of Pittsburgh, and so that's one thing we definitely want to do with this new album.
We really want to like take time to like plan it out and go, okay, you know, maybe short little bursts of like, all right, let's go towards, you know, Montreal, stop in Toronto, or, you know, let's go out to Philly. Let's go out, you know, if we're going to go to Chicago, maybe hit up a few places between there, and just kind of do these short little bursts.
Yeah.
It's probably the easiest way to do it.
There's definitely a way to do it, but are you able to do it with day jobs and everything?
We're going to try.
Three of us are Monday to Friday, so it might be a little easier that way.
Yeah.
Like doing a Friday, like right after work, and then doing a weekend.
Yeah.
Plus, nobody's, you know, out of town bands during the weekday anyway. You know, it depends. Yeah. But it is a grind. You know, and you have to be dedicated to do it. So,
absolutely.
If you're able to do it, that's what's up. Yeah. So you have no idea what the titles are you kicking around for this LP? Anything? Has there been any
word?
We're gonna call this one Nah.
Well, that's what I was saying. It should coincide with the first release.
Yeah.
The working title right now is In Levitation because it's the first song off the album. But we're probably gonna be changing that. You know, we're still gonna spend some time sitting down and listening and working on. We have like a rough track listing and like song order, but I think when we sit down and like really start working on that, we'll have, you know, final title for the album, you know, something that we
cover can, art,
stuff like that.
And the cover art for somebody on a bike,
was my good friend. We're gonna call him Lonnie Reynolds, doing a wall ride in the alleyway behind my work in the Strip District.
Nice,
so
and so my suggestion for the album should be Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
So you know, for that box set.
You might hurt us on all the radio play, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So this cover is just going to be Tommy biking straight at you. Or Lonnie.
So, Andy, I was talking to you. You play keys and guitar, but you didn't bring the keys because it's just for the songs that you were doing, you didn't need them. Or you could have had them.
Only a few of the songs, maybe a quarter of them, have keyboard parts written in, or at least like written into the point where I have to play them live. Mm-hmm. But mainly I'm just on guitar.
So when you're on keys, there's only one guitar?
Yeah, or I switch back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Like what, at the same time?
Like on in the chorus, time. I'll same do like song, a keyboard
really?
Lead.
Really? So you wear the guitar? And
yeah.
He's a busy dude.
Do a keytar.
I wear as well as
Sit
a guitar.
Sit up weird,
I
Paul.
Play keyboard.
So what other instruments do you play? Just those two?
I mostly play drums in like five of the other bands I'm in.
Name them.
So there's the punk bands, Little Angels and Necroheads. There's my other bands with Ethan, who plays drums in this one. We do Sober Clones and Barlow and
X-Pilots.
Oh, and X-Pilots.
Yeah.
And I think that's all.
So you're in like six?
Yeah, six is my total right now.
So how do you,
I think I am in six too right now.
But how do you do that? Like, I know Chris Trepanier. He was in like seven bands at one time, and I'm like, dude, that's all you do.
Yeah, it's for us. It's more like we just designate. Okay, what are we doing this week? Like we let's not play four times this week. We I mean, I don't know. Like we have done weeks where we've played with three of our different bands, and that's just grueling. It sucks.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be awful.
Yeah,
it goes through phases, kind of.
Yeah,
like June. Like, early June was kind of like a Necroheads, Little Angels phase, you know, doing the hard punk stuff. And then, like, just before that, it was like Gadge recording phase.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's all, you know, you send a message to your band, say, hey, is anyone free for whatever on this day? And it's usually, oh, no, my other band's doing this or that day.
But do you have a regular practice for Gadge? Like, do you set aside like a every week?
No. We're very laid back. Like, okay, we should probably practice. We've got a show in 3 weeks. Like, why not? Like, let's meet up twice before that.
We played together one time to rehearse these songs real quick, like a few days ago, and that was the first time we've played together since recording.
Man, I can't believe it's been like a month since we recorded. That's insane.
And I think it helps that, you know, like me and Ethan are in three of the bands together, and we've played for like 11 years together. And then my roommate Matt, we're in three of those bands together. So there's just like a lot of easy chemistry. It comes easy to us. We've done it together for a long time.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it makes it easier than, you know,
I just can't imagine doing that, you know, especially with, you know.
And it's like a select pool of people scattered among the different bands, so that just makes it easier.
Right.
It's not like five different people in this band, and then six different people in this, you know. It's
a lot of overlap.
Yeah, a lot of overlap, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Cool. So we are going to hear a yet-to-be-released, yet-to-be-recorded, I'm assuming, untitled song. Oh, you did record.
We did record.
This is one of the ones off.
Yet-to-be-titled.
And then yet-to-be-titled. So this is untitled, will be on the LP or the EP?
LP, second one.
So here's Gadge with Untitled. Do you have a website you want to direct the people to?
We technically do have a website called gadge.cool. So instead of .com, it's just .cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That basically just brings you to a page where you can, you know,
like
go to Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Like a cooler link tree.
But how did you do that?
Ask him.
Cool. Oh, yeah, I made the...
the URL? You could do anything you want? I could do hugheshows.com. Awesome.
Oh yeah, there's like 10,000 of them now. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, you could do .lol is one of my favorite ones.
Pittsburgh.hugh.
Yeah.
LOL is great for all the jokes.
Yeah,
all the funny jokes that you need.
Well, thank you all for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man, it was fun.
It sounds great, and we're gonna hear Untitled.
Thank you to the musicians who make this podcast possible and all of you for listening. Again, if you like what you are hearing and want to help us continue to bring the best in indie music from Southwest Pennsylvania, or if you've been a fan of what we do over the years, please consider becoming a Patreon donor with some unique rewards at patreon.com/justhughshows. Until next time, always remember to support Pittsburgh music. #SupportPGHMusic.
We have a way of explaining things to you. Yeah, we have a way of explaining things to you. We have a way of explaining things to you. Yeah, we have a way of explaining things to you. Yeah, we have a way of explaining things to you. Yeah, we have a way of explaining things to you. Yeah, we have a way of explaining things to you. Yeah, we have a way of explaining things to you. Yeah, we have a way of explaining things to you. Yeah, we have a way of